This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here are this week's top headlines. Richardson advocates for fewer nukes, and Congressional House passes bill to convert DOE headquarters to solar energy. Richardson, New Mexico governor and Democratic presidential candidate, said the United States must drastically reduce its nuclear weapons stockpile, return to a policy of negotiations, and reduce energy use in order to take the lead in addressing global struggles. Quote, "We want other countries to take the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, seriously. If we are going to do that, we need to start taking it seriously ourselves. This means leading a global effort, a new global effort, to reduce the number of nuclear weapons in the world, including our own. And we need to upgrade and tighten the NPT, modernize it to prevent states from legally developing their nuclear capabilities and then opting out of the treaty as they rush to build bombs," end quote. Governor Richardson said in a speech titled, "The New Realism and the Rebirth of American Leadership." Richardson emphasized the importance of negotiations. He believes that at the same time that the United States decreases the number of nuclear weapons, it must increase military spending in order to assure the quote-unquote big stick necessary to back up a negotiation process. It is not clear how Richardson's statements will impact New Mexico. Two of the nation's nuclear laboratories, Los Alamos and Sandia, are located in his state. In addition, there are two memorials currently moving in the New Mexico legislature, which are in line with Richardson's statements regarding the reduction of nuclear weapons. Senate Memorial 29 asks the Departments of Energy and Defense to dismantle and remove more than 2,000 nuclear weapons reported to be stored at Kirtland Air Force Base in Albuquerque. In addition, Senate Joint Memorial 47 opposes the production of new nuclear weapons in the DOE Complex 2030 proposal, which aims at building a new line of nuclear weapons to replace those which are to be dismantled. This proposal is particularly relevant to New Mexico because Los Alamos National Laboratory is one of the sites nominated by DOE to house a new plutonium center where most nuclear weapons activities would take place. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "Activists support Richardson's stance on this reduction of nuclear weapons, but want to see him take action during this legislative session. New Mexico is a great place to work for global nonproliferation," end quote. The Congressional House passes a bill to convert DOE headquarters to solar energy. Recently, the Congressional House approved a bill to power DOE headquarters with a solar energy system with the intention that the project will serve as a model for all federal buildings. As a result, the bill has moved to the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. Representative Oberstar of Minnesota, who sponsored the bill, said the federal government has a responsibility to encourage innovation that will help minimize global warming, increase energy independence, and reduce the cost of solar energy. He said, quote, "What better symbol than the DOE itself to operate on renewable energy? Let's showcase this project. Let's show definitively this works," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.